Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and here it is. I'm going to give you guys a math question. We have 50 minutes to raise $4,800. So how much is that a minute?
$95.49.
All right, very good. That's what we need. 888-281-1110. That's all we have left for it, folks. We got to raise it tonight. We got 50 minutes to raise that much money. 888-677-9673. Help us out, please. We let us get through this entire year without going off one station.
Well, Pastor Ernie, here's some good news that's worth $95. Pennsylvania, you know, we had the battle over the 2020 presidential election, and we had Tony DiGiuseppe on here from lampsofliberty.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the report today that Senator Jay Corman will not be running for his seat because they redistricted him out, and he would have to run against another Republican incumbent. So he was the one that sabotaged the forensic audit of our Pennsylvania 2020 election. So he's done. He was not going to run. I don't think he would make it. It appears he's still going to run for governor, but praise the Lord, the effort by these warriors here for the Lord of Pennsylvania, Lamps of Liberty, Corman is no longer going to be Senate pro tem in Pennsylvania.
All right. There's a little known law in Pennsylvania, and I don't know if you guys knew this. You probably did, John. But apparently he didn't. And that is, the law says in an election, you cannot have more votes cast than you have voters to cast the votes. Did you know that? I'm not kidding. That's the law. That's
the law of mathematics.
That is the law. That's the law. And you cannot, the law states in the election that you must not have more votes cast than you have voters to cast the votes. So Corbin apparently didn't know that, huh?
Evidently not. No.
Well, you know what he did, so the folks should know.
It also says that the dead can't vote either. But apparently they can in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's how they got more votes than they had voters, because the dead were not recognized as voters.
Yeah, so there you have it, Pastor Ernie. He's gone. And it appears, now I'm not going to say definitively, but it looks like Senator Mastriano is near reached his goal to get the necessary funds for him to commit to a run for governor. So, folks, if you're from Pennsylvania and you want to help out Pennsylvania, give to the fundraising for Senator Mastriano in Pennsylvania, and help us put a good man, a Christian man, into the Pennsylvania governor's office.
All right, we have a whole lot of stuff we have to go, so let's do this. Okay, remember we were going to do that little thing, and we were going to, you know how if you feel like you're a woman, you can be a woman nowadays, if you want to, you know, go in and to a woman's bathroom in Target store, one of these, and, you know, harass a little girl. But anyhow, if you feel that way, right, you know, and so what we're going to do, Holman, you and I, we're going to feel like we've lost our minds, so we become Democrats. And then we're going to argue.
Bernie got to you, Pastor Ernie. Your cousin Bernie Sanders.
I'm going to become Bernie Sanders tonight. And then McTernan, you're the one that has retained your conservativeship and your sanity. So you're going to give a good argument. So let's go now with masks. Today, I went to a store, and out in our county, you don't see anybody wearing masks, but in this Big Bird story, everybody was wearing masks because they had a sign up there that says you have to wear a mask. Okay, now, so you make the argument for are against the face diapers, and Holman and I will make the argument for face diapers, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we'll start.
Are you going to start? You're going to start it?
Yeah, we'll start it, right, look.
Okay.
We all have germs, right? But those germs are our property, aren't they? They belong to us. I mean, so if we put on one of those face diapers, we have total possession of our own germs that they belong to us, and we know exactly where they're at. We keep them around our mouth and our nose. So for that reason, when you put on that a face diaper, you're keeping possession of your germs. And not only that, but if you're a woman and you have a mustache, nobody will know it. So that's a good argument for it. So you tell us why we shouldn't, McDernan.
Well, Senator Sanders, Bernie Sanders, the argument about the mustache, I think, is legitimate.
But a lot of people look better with a mask.
Yes. Now, the one about the germs, the problem is that the germs are so small, tiny, little things.
No, those are viruses. The germs, the bacteria. Bacteria is what I'm talking about. Bacteria, it's bigger.
Well, you have virus too, don't you?
Well, viruses are very small. They'll go right through the face diaper.
Right. So the face diaper there is useless against viruses. They circulate, but you want to keep your own germs.
Right. They belong to you. You never can tell when you might need them, right?
Well, I think that the masks, so the diapers would be so infected with your germs that they would spill out into the air and make everybody sick then.
All right. What do you think?
So my mask makes me feel good. And isn't my mental health very necessary for me to have a good immune system?
Well, yes. But why do you force me to do it? If it makes you feel good, then do it. Just leave me alone. I don't feel good wearing a mask. The mask irritates my nose. It's hard to breathe, and it makes me a little paranoid here. So I don't want to wear it. You wear it, and you leave me alone.
Well, how about if you just go see a psychiatrist?
And let the psychiatrist wear it.
Yes.
Well, this is getting them.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right. Mike and Sue in Ohio pledge 200. Tony in Parma pledges 120, and Tom and Esther in Ohio, and is that Ohio? No, and is that, where is that, China? Anyhow, they pledge 100, and what we got here? Anna in Cleveland pledges 100, and Beverly in Manhattan pledges 200. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Where's the applause? You're supposed to have applause. Okay. One of the phones went down. Uh-oh. Right now we only have the 677 number. Right now we only have the 677 number. Did you call the Greek? Okay, 888-677-9673. 888-677. Oh, now. Okay, folks, this is the last night we really had to raise. Now, one of our phones is down. So now we got four people to answer one phone. And wait a minute, I see Randy. The phone may be back up. He's doing some kind of a dance in there. Well, I think it may be back up. I hope so. All right. Meanwhile, keep calling, folks, 888-677-9673. All right, let's shift over from the mask. Tell us why we should take the poisonous poke. Tell us why we should take. So let's, I'll tell you what, I'll start the argument. First of all, look, if you take the poisonous poke, at least then you know what you're dying of. Like if I want to die of blood clots, I go with Johnson & Johnson, right? And then I'll know. I don't have to spend all of eternity being dead, not knowing what I died of. But now I'll know that I died of blood clots because I took the J&J. But what if I wanted to die of myocarditis? Then I would take, which one would I take, fellas?
The Mordina?
Okay, so that way you'll know.
Very good argument.
Besides that, you can't live forever because you just got to get shriveled up and all your teeth fall out and then your hair is gone. There you are with no teeth and no hair, and all you got to do is take the J&J, and it'll fix all of that. Okay, that's the argument for the shot. So,
well, that was a very horrible argument, Pastor Ernie. Our side, you failed. That's very bad.
Wait a minute. Why is that a horrible argument for it? I mean, look, remember who we are. We're liberals. We're Democrats.
Well, I'm never going to have you for an attorney.
All right, well, go ahead and you give your side.
Well, of course, you must get it so that you don't overwhelm all the hospitals and that your doctor will feel safe if you go in and you're vaccinated and everybody feels safe and you can get together with your family and friends for Christmas. You can have two people there. You must be one away. Yeah, that'll work, and unless we change the rules. But look, if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to get sick and die. So you really have to get vaccinated.
Well, you can't get sick and die if you're wearing a mask because Biden said the mask will protect you. If you have a mask on, they will protect you. And that's why you have to wear the mask even indoors or outdoors, even while you're in the shower, because that mask will protect you. And anyhow, because I went into a place when I went up to the hospital, and they said you have to wear a mask. And I said, I know it, because this mask will protect me. When I've got this mask on, I don't even need Superman or the Green Lantern. I'm protected. And you know what that woman said? She said, huh? There you go. What do you think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, you're giving over, Bernie. You're giving overwhelming evidence, irrefutable, and I agree with you. You brought me over to your side of thinking.
He failed my side.
All right, okay. Now, because Holman, you're not living up to your liberal status here.
Right, he doesn't understand.
I am.
Okay, well then let's go. Let's move on to why we need to depopulate the planet. Okay? Why do we need to depopulate? First of all, look, if people keep, we keep having more people, then pretty soon, let's just say there's more people on one side of the planet than there is the other. You know, that Earth could turn over and a lot of people could fall off, possibly. But, and then, you know, we wouldn't have any more water. But now, here, why, you know, when you have Bill Gates and Mr. Who is the president? Who is the real president? Remember what Biden said, who was the president?
Obama.
Well, yeah, but he said President Fauci. I heard Biden say President Fauci. I heard him say it. Now, Mr. President Fauci and Biden have been working and the whole working so hard. Bill Gates working so hard to kill off millions and millions of people, and they have killed off. Okay, and they worked so hard, and then you guys want to come along and say, "Well, they can't keep killing off the people." They want. Isn't it better that they have this pristine planet all for themselves because they say they deserve it, and that the rest of us, the proletariat, if you will, we're kind of just like parasites on the back of Mother Earth, right? So, and besides that, you can't live forever. You're going to die of something. So why not cooperate? Besides that, if you don't take the poisonous poke, get sick and die, then that shows you don't really trust the government. What kind of person are you if you don't trust the government, right?
Well, I think that argument about trusting the government really is the one that's irrefutable. Again, your logic is just over. How can I come against it? Of course, you got to trust the government.
Well, of course, because Fauci is in charge of all of that, and you know why would you not want to trust a guy that makes little children sick and kills them? That tortures puppies, that takes puppies and cuts their vocal cords so they can't whimper as they're being eaten alive by gnats, or takes monkeys and injects monkeys with all kinds of weird disease and watches them deteriorate right before. Why wouldn't you trust a guy like that?
Don't forget all the children in New York City that they injected, you know, the orphan children with AIDS, they injected them all with that, unauthorized experiment. So don't forget that.
And a third of them died right away.
Yeah.
Well, now listen to this. Back in, I don't know what year it was, but Fauci and his cohorts, they were pushing for a universal vaccine, right? So this came out a few days ago. Fauci's pushing again for a universal vaccine. Now, he may possibly have a shred of humanity left in him, because this is from the article. It says they want, I forget how many millions or billions of dollars to develop this universal vaccine. It's a testing universal vaccines in human challenge studies will be important, too, the authors argue. That type of research can accelerate vaccine development, but it's ethically complicated because it involves intentionally infecting people to test a vaccine. What do you think? He's showing a little sign of having a ethics in him?
I don't know, but I'll give you some sad news. Ready? This is by Jim Hoft, okay? Millions of migrants are going to be denied the COVID shots because the manufacturers fear lawsuits. Millions of migrants around the world are being denied their COVID shots because these vaccine manufacturers are worried about legal risks from harmful side effects. This tells you everything you need to know about the COVID vaccines that the companies are producing. Now, here in the United States, we can't sue them, American citizens, because they bought the Congress off. I mean, they bought the Congress, they paid for the Congress and owned it, right? But tens of millions of migrants are going to be denied because, see, in these other countries can sue. They can still sue Big Pharma. It's just us here in America, you got to go through the network that they set up because they were bought off. So what do you think of that?
Well, I can add a little bit more to it, Pastor Ernie. The in Europe now, there's a move on that's being led by a European politician. They want to revoke the Nuremberg medical laws. They want to repeal them. Seriously.
Yeah, I know. They want to revert the Nuremberg, yeah. Lou in New Jersey pledges 300. Paul in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you, Lou. Thank you, Paul. Alrighty.
Pastor Ernie, to throw something else in here, I don't know the name of the Danish politician. She had been the prime minister, and she pushed laws to protect, has to do with, well, the Muslims, but maybe with these pedophile politicians, where you can't marry a 12-year-old girl or 10-year-old girl. and she promoted that and really hard, and she was convicted of some hate crime, and she just went to jail, I think, yesterday, the day before. She got 45 days in jail, Pastor.
Well, you know, thank her for heads up to her and heads up to 103 Marines that were just thrown out of the Marine Corps because they had much, much higher standards. They had, you know, the much higher, much better people than those that threw them out of the Marine Corps. These Marines had integrity and honor, and those people that discharged those Marines have no integrity. They're much lesser people, much lesser than those Marines that were discharged because they refused to take the poisonous poke, and they refused so to turn their bodies. Yes.
Governor Abbott yesterday, Governor Abbott here in Texas yesterday, said that the Texas National Guard will not be forced to take any of the shots. He's refusing to follow orders from Washington about the shots. So that's all. I'm sure it's going to be tested, but he's adamant that no one in Texas is going to be forced to take the death shot.
Okay, the same thing in Florida. And
yes.
And I think there's another five other states that are saying they're going to follow the same suit.
Well, you know, Pastor Ernie, today a federal court okayed the forcing of the shot or testing on companies with over 100 employees. They gave OSHA the green light to go ahead with it.
Okay, the other phone is back up now, 888-281-1110. Of all the times for a phone to go down, okay. Again, the 888-281-1110 phone is up now at 888-677-9673. Those two numbers, folks, we need to hear from you because we only have approximately, well, let me see, we got 28 minutes left in tonight's program. So, and I don't know where we're at, but I know we're not anywhere near our goal. So, anyhow, we got to hear from you. Because we want to stay on the station that you're listening to us on tonight. And we want to continue to bring you things like we're bringing you right now. First of all, did you know, fellows, that in Chicago Lutheran Apostate Church, a Chicago Lutheran Apostate Church brings in a drag queen prayer hour for children? I'm looking at the video, and they got this drag queen. Chicago, Illinois, St. Luke's Apostate Lutheran Church of Logan Square hosted a drag queen prayer hour for children last weekend. According to the Lutheran Church's Facebook, seminarian Aaron Muster preached and drag to the children as a part of a dress rehearsal for joy, also known as grooming. They're grooming the children. So, you know, I believe there's a special hot place in hell. What did Jesus say? You'd be better off to have a millstone wrapped around your neck and thrown in the sea than to do what?
Offend one of these little ones that believe in me.
And so that apostate church is really a synagogue of Satan, isn't it?
It sure is. They're a dime a dozen today.
Yeah, well, that's what the Bible says in the last days. Many will depart from the faith, and they haven't. They've totally apostatized.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I meant to add this a while ago in the show. Hitler, when he was beginning to his agenda there for Germany, the people around him said, "Well, what about the churches?" And Hitler's response was, they're more concerned about their retirement. There'll be no problem.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He said they will fall into line, and that's exactly what happened. And, you know, here in America, the reason we have over 100 million dead babies is because the pastors didn't have the courage when it counted. The pastors failed God, and they failed the country. They didn't have the courage when it counted. They were so afraid. They feared government, but they were too afraid to admit it.
What they also feared, Pastor Ernie, was not everybody in the church was on board with them, and it would split the church and lose, and went back to money. But that's another thing they were concerned about, being strong pro-life. And to me, my way of thinking, be strong life and get them out of the church. Who wants them in the church?
Yeah.
God will bring others back in, but if you have people in there that are pro-aborts like that and going along with killing babies, they're the last people I would want in the church. The grief of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I know that, but see, it's an apostate church. They've apostatized. When you United Church of the Antichrist headquarters right here in Cleveland, what they've gone to, everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, they embrace, whether it's abortion, whether it's sodomy, bestiality, pedophilia. If you can invent a brand new sin tonight, by tomorrow they'd have it in their mission statement or whatever, their articles of faith.
Yeah, and look what just happened in Denmark. Instead of protecting children, they're putting the prime minister in jail for 45 days.
Yeah. Well, again, we're living, the Bible talks about the evil day. We're living in that evil day that it talks about. I'm going to jump out there in Pennsylvania again. Dr. Oz jumps into Pennsylvania Senate race as a Republican, and Facebook jumps into action and restricts his ad reach and censors his content. I saw him. He was on, I believe it was the Hannity show, and he was talking about how they're, because he came out, and of course he was promoting the poison, but at the same time he was also promoting hydroxychloroquine, and so they're going against him now. I think you need to go back and tell how Mastriano actually wanted to have an actual legitimate audit, a real audit, and Corman did not want that to happen. So they said, I'll take over. He made sure there couldn't be a real audit there in Pennsylvania, didn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah, he turned it into a fraudit. That was the end of it. I haven't heard anything more about it. It was canned by him and Senator Dush and another one. I can't recall her name. Yeah, they ended it. And Mastriano is having medical freedom rallies. In fact, he went up to State College, Penn State, and had one. He had one here in Harrisburg not too long ago. He's taking a stand against all these evil enterprises here in Pennsylvania, as well as Russ Diamond. So those two you need to keep in prayer.
All right, very good. Nancy in Texas pledges 50. Wanda in Texas pledges 1,300 and challenges others to match it. All right. Would one of you guys want to take up that challenge? Put him on the spot, didn't I, fellas? All right.
What else is next, Pastor Ernie?
What else? Okay. Let's see. Breaking this one, of the most difficult stories we've ever had to tell. Another Veritas whistleblower exposes another CNN producer involved with underage girls. We're talking about, remember, we've been telling people here, the entire Democratic mob, the entire Democratic Party is filled from top to bottom with pedophiles. It's filled with top to bottom with pedophiles here. And over at CNN, they've had just in the past couple of weeks, three more of them charged with pedophilia. The investigated video reveals a primetime producer at CNN fantasizing about sex acts with a child in a graphic detail. And here goes on. According to Project Veritas, the source came to Project Veritas after she was uncertain proper action would be taken by authorities. Project Veritas published a story featuring graphic text and videos provided by a source that shows a producer for CNN fantasizing about molesting his fiancée's daughter. And here this, now that's, she was saying that they wanted to teach women how to teach their young daughters that all young girls are women and that they should be submissive to men when it comes to sex. There you go. All right, folks, we got a $1,300 challenge out there. We need to hear from you. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Okay. Speaking of that, I got to show you this. Gross. Here, I'm looking at, this is an article by Jim Hoft. I'm looking at sleazy Joe Biden. He's openly fondling a young boy. He pats down his blonde hair. I'm watching a picture. This is in Kentucky. And he's got his hands massaging the shoulder of this young boy. The boy looks to be about, I would say maybe 6 years old. Seven. The fake news media is so in the tank for Joe Biden that they will allow him to grope a little boy live and on camera in front of your eyes and say nothing because he's a deathocrat. The media and the deathocratic politicians would allow him to grope your child too. Never have we seen such an open display of child abuse in front of our eyes right in the fake news. This is so sick, and the fake news media says nothing. Yeah, it shows a picture of Biden, and he's got this little boy, and he's rubbing it all over. What?
Well, Pastor Ernie, there was more than the boy. They also have video of him doing it to a little girl also.
Oh, yeah, I've seen, a number of times he's done it to a number of little girls.
No, at the same time.
Oh.
And when they were in Kentucky, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, well.
The day before. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's more than just that one boy.
Well, you know, he said that the kids like to, because he's got long blonde hair on his legs, and he said the children like to play with his long blonde hair on his legs. All right. We're going to a break. We'll be back right after this. Perfect time to call, folks. 888-281-1110. We're running out of time. I've got 17 minutes left. Help us. 888-677-9673.
Divine.
everybody. We're back. And I got to make an announcement, and that announcement is this Sunday, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we're not going to have an evening service. There'll be no evening service this Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. We're going to have, after the church, we're going to have our fellowship dinner together. And then at 4 o'clock, the Gospel According to Scrooge musical, and this is really good, is going to be at the Chester Christian Center, folks. And I'm going to tell you that they haven't done it in a couple of years, but boy, it is good. And that's where we're going to go over there, and at the Chester Christian Center Church at 11815. That's 11815 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland. And it's about, I would say it's on Route 306, about 3 miles north of Route 322, or about 3 miles south of Route 6 on Route 306, and that's the Chester Christian Center Church, 11815. That's 11815 Chillicothe Road. If you ever hadn't seen this, there, you folks in Northeast Ohio, it is really great. The Gospel According to Scrooge, they really put on a good program, and it's really entertainment. So, all right, now, here, what do we have? Let's see. Did we do Cheryl in Michigan? Cheryl in Michigan pledges 50, and Vince in New Jersey pledges 100. And 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I've got 10 minutes left to raise approximately $2,000. So it's about $200 a minute. I got to raise about $200 a minute. Now, you guys want to hear a good one? You know, some years ago on death row, you know, as we spent all those years up there ministering, they did something, as they often did up there, that made no sense to me. And let me tell you what it was. One of our inmates, they gave him a complete hip replacement, which cost the taxpayers thousands and thousands of dollars, and then they executed him. They gave him a complete hip replacement, and then they executed him right afterwards. But they wanted him to have a new hip before they killed him. Now, in Germany, you must be fully vaccinated before assisted suicide. In other words, in Germany, okay, the ironies of assisted suicide never end. Germany allows suicide on demand, including assistance. Boy, they love death over there, don't they? As a fundamental constitutional right. But now you must be vaccinated against COVID before a euthanasia group will help you kill yourself. So what do you fellows think of that?
I don't see. I think we're living, experiencing what Noah experienced, a world gone mad. It's sin.
It is madness, isn't it? Would you say that's complete insanity?
Yes.
All right. Speaking of insanity, you all heard of Pencil Neck Adam Schiff. Remember what we told you too, folks. Just listen, we're going to bring it to you. There's a lot of pedophilia, and going on within the Democratic Communist Party. This is one of the reasons they fear Trump the way they do. Okay, Trump is aware of this. And so now here, and Trump had plans on exposing all of this pedophilia. Mark Levin calls for ethics complaint against Pencil Neck Adam Schiff for his latest altered evidence in the January 6th committee hearing. Now, he altered the evidence. So, the statements that were made and the films and everything. Okay, did you say something? Okay. For years, Democratic Adam Schiff pushed the fake Hillary Clinton-funded Steele dossier, knowing it was a complete lie funded by the Democrats. The Democrats in the deep state attempted a coup of President Trump using bogus documents as their source. And serial liar Adam Schiff says he doesn't regret pushing fake Hillary-funded steal. Yeah, he said that. Okay, I watched him say it. Serial liar Adam Schiff was again said he does not regret pushing the fake steal dossier funded by Hillary Clinton 2016 campaign. Do you regret giving credibility to the steal dossier? On NBC's Meet the Press, host Chuck Todd asked Schiff on Sunday. I don't, Schiff said, without hesitation. In other words, no, I lied. Now, let me just tell you this. Do you guys remember when the left were saying how Bill Clinton is not only a good liar, Bill Clinton's a great liar, and he's our liar? Remember that was in Newsweek magazine where, you know, they talked about the good old country boy Bill Clinton telling his yarns and making them fibs. Remember Clinton used to say, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? And they had this big thing where they were boasting. They were boasting about him being not only a good liar, a great liar, but their liar. Do you guys remember that? Are you guys still there?
I am, Pastor Ernie. I don't know, maybe John muted himself or something.
Did he mute himself or did he fall asleep again?
No, I'm fading out, Pastor Ernie.
All righty. So do you remember that, you fellas? And now here, do you know that Adam Schiff now has taken the scepter as being the top liar? He's supposed to be one of the top liars. And this is, to them, this is something to embrace in the entire Democratic Party. Did you know that?
Well, they're given over to communism, Pastor Ernie. That's one of the methods. That's one of the characteristics of being a communist.
Well, I know that right out of Marx's manual, Marx says, say one thing, do another. Go this way, go that way, okay? Keep the people off balance, keep them confused. But to us, lying is wrong. It's repulsive. To them, it's required.
It's a way of life. Yeah.
Okay, now.
They embrace it. They use it. They live it. They live lies.
All right, I think do we have any new ones coming in here? Let me see, we got some new ones coming in. 888, folks, I got 5 minutes, 5 minutes. 888-281-1110. And what do we have? Okay, where do we left? We leave off. Okay. He's working on getting some new ones put up on there. 888-677-9673. Okay. Wait a minute. We got Lisa fluttering about. Let me see what we have.
I didn't get it in the computer yet.
I've got it here. 4,000. Okay. So we need approximately, okay, let me see here.
Yeah.
So that we would need approximately about $1,800. We need $1,800. We only have 4 minutes to get $1,800. Are we going to get it? We need one. We need somebody big. Okay, did we leave off in, okay, Connie in Florida pledges $100, and Bob in New Jersey pledges $100, and Terry in New York pledges $200. So that takes us down to about, what, $1,200? About $1,200, something like that. Okay. All right, that's about how much we need. Okay, so we need one person to pledge $1,200. One person to pledge $1,200, or two people to pledge $600, or maybe three people to pledge $400. What do you guys think?
I think if Mature and I have to spend our evenings alone, we're going to be talking to ourselves.
Okay. No.
Come on, folks. You got to pledge that. Get that money in here. You want to hear Dr. John next week. You don't want to miss that. Got to have the. This is a need. The Bible says, let your needs be known. And this show is definitely needed to get the truth out and to help people that can't be heard anywhere else.
So I want to say hats off to 103 U.S. Marines discharged Thursday. 103 U.S. Marines were discharged on Thursday, refusing to get the poisonous poke. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who is not nearly as worthy as these guys, Every one of these U.S. Marines have a much higher standard, okay? And so Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is a much lesser person than these men, these Marines, until the end of November to get their jabs or get booted. And so this lesser person at the Pentagon, or the Pentagram, at the Pentagram, they began booting U.S. Marines for refusing to comply with the vaccine tyranny. What do you guys think? Say okay, something, man.
Go ahead, John.
Well, they show leadership courage. They show fear.
John, I can't. You got to speak right into that phone, man.
Yeah, man. Pastor Ernie, it must be losing the signal. But they show courage. They show leadership. They show fortitude. They show integrity. And insight, knowledge, to have the knowledge to stand up against it. So they're the exact ones that we want in leadership.
All right. Very good. Listen to this. Listen to this, fellas. All right. Nicole in Florida pledges 1,000, and Andrea in Illinois pledged 1,000. So praise the good Lord. We went over. We went over our goal. Praise the good Lord. Now, which one of you guys, you've got 4 minutes to give an invitation. Which one of you want to do it?
Well, I'm going to default to John.
Yeah, I can do it, Pastor Ernie.
Go ahead, John. You got 4 minutes.
4 minutes. All right. So, folks, you know, we give out a lot of good information. We gave out some good news. We gave out some maybe not some not-so-hot good news. But here's the best news, folks. And this is really what this is all about. That is getting truth out, speaking it in love, but getting the gospel out is the most important thing that we do here. So we're going to give you the gospel now. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you all, and I all, and all of us are included in all. So sin is the problem. But God gave us a cure, and Christ is the cure. And the cure has been presented on the cross. And the essence of the gospel is that we have all sinned, but for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and he gave his Son on the cross as a cure for our sin problem. And so through the shed blood of Christ, the gospel is presented. And what you need to do, and every man needs to do, because there's only one way that we can be saved, is to repent. That is to turn from your sinful ways and become a doer of the word and do those works that have been prepared for you from the foundation of the earth. So you turn from your sin, you accept what Christ did on the cross as payment for your sin, and folks, once you understand what Christ went through on the cross and what you have gained eternal life, your heart is going to be overwhelmed with joy and gratitude. And you're going to understand what it feels like to have peace that passes all understanding. And this is all freely given to you. It's a gift from God. So we're imploring you. We're asking you to make the best decision that you will ever make in your life, and that is to give your life as a sacrifice to Christ. And you will avoid eternity in hell, in the lake of fire. Nobody wants to go there. And folks, this is all presented in the Bible. Everything in the Bible is 100% true. No one can disprove one word of it. And so we're asking you now. We pray for you, that you would receive Christ as your Savior and receive that greatest gift ever given to mankind, which is eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen, folks. Listen to what he says right there. That's the most important thing you'll ever do. You'll never do anything that'll mean as much. Because, see, the time will come, won't it, fellas, that nothing else will matter. That nothing else will mean anything to you, and nothing else for every single individual right now that's alive. That time will come when the only thing will matter to them is their standing with the Lord. They're either saved or not. Now, those children, those innocent children, God takes, you know, he takes care of them, right? They're either, if they don't understand, if they're not at the age of discernment. But for the rest of us, folks, you know, again, that time will come. God's making it easy. He makes it real easy. I want to thank all you folks, all of you that helped us, especially in the last three that came in. And we're out of time, so until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, let's do it, fellas. You ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.